Hola, and welcome back to Voz Memos. I'm your host, Angela George, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about the cultural bubbling surrounding the wealth gap. From Met Gala coverage gone wrong, to billionaires dictating the future of AI, and a pink zine to give the Swifties some perspective, I'll be covering it all. So get your drink and snack ready, because you're not going to want to miss this episode of Voz Memos. Welcome back, everyone. I want to jump right into it with my first topic, which is related to the Met Gala. And yeah, I know the Met Gala happened about a month ago, but I think it ties in well to this podcast episode theme. Basically, if you're not chronically online, there was this whole scandal called Digitine or Digital Guillotine, in where mass amounts of people started unfollowing different top creators because of wealth inequality, basically, to try to take away some of their streams of income from having so many followers on these different social media apps. And so how it started was there was a creator called Hailey Khalil, or Hailey Bailey, who was providing coverage outside of the Met Gala event. She never went inside. She was strictly covering people going into the Met Gala. And her outfit was inspired by Marie Antoinette, and she made a corresponding TikTok using the sound that said, "Let them eat cake." This sparked outrage because Met Gala tickets went for about $75,000 this year, which is more than some people make in an entire year. And so obviously Hailey Bailey saying that TikTok was very insensitive and kind of created a whole discussion about wealth inequality, as well as making her and many other top creators or influencers lose a lot of followers. In her apology, she claimed that she was not comfortable talking about important things on her platform because she wasn't educated enough. And one of the topics she said she wasn't educated enough on was the Israel-Hamas war. A lot of people had problems with this apology because she was trying to use the excuse that she wasn't educated enough. So then the first question anyone would have is like, why don't you educate yourself? And I think somewhere else in her apology, she also mentioned like, sometimes it's just creators like me need to take a step back so that other voices can be heard louder. Yes, but we all know as the algorithm works today, small creators just are never going to have a big platform. That's the thing. They're small creators. So small creators need big creators to shout them out, to help platform them if their message is ever going to get out. Or those big creators can actually say something themselves. It's not that hard to get educated. I took up the challenge. I asked myself, well, how long would it take to get educated on the Israel-Hamas war, and how much education is enough to start talking about it? In about 20 minutes, this is what I found. So I will admit, I have not been following super closely. I've been listening kind of passively through my different like news platforms. Lots of podcasts are covering it, New York Times, NPR, things like that. But I didn't really understand the context or kind of like the most current details on it, and I hadn't taken any action myself, which are three things that Hailey Bailey apparently does not have enough time for and does not feel comfortable speaking out about. So what I learned in about 20 minutes was that this has been going on since October 7th, which was that first initial attack, the Hamas attack, in which 1,200 Israelis were killed. There have been four previous major hostilities between Israel and Hamas from 2008 to 2009, 2012, 2014, and 2021. So this is not the first time that Hamas has attacked, and this has been an ongoing tension. To date, about 35,000 Palestinians have been killed, and the conflict has displaced nearly 2 million from their homes so far, which, when you put that into perspective, that is so many people that we're not talking about. so many families that have been impacted that we're not talking about. And then my next question was like, well, which U.S. members of Congress have called for a ceasefire? My House representative, at least one of them, Ilhan Omar, is part of the call for a ceasefire. And I found a ceasefire tracker, which lists, I think, about 93 representatives and a handful of senators that are calling for a ceasefire. My senator, Amy Klobuchar, was not on the list, and so I took the action of calling her office with a script to ask her to pressure the Biden administration to do everything they can do to stop providing arms to Israel and to help aid Gaza and to call for a ceasefire. And it was kind of scary. As a Gen Z, I think a lot of us are scared to make a phone call. And I did get a little nervous on the phone. It was just a voicemail. but I think it's so important. Like, our senators, our representatives need to hear from their constituents, from all demographics, from all generations, about important events like this. And so that made me feel like, yes, I am doing something. I am an active member of the global society, and I care about people dying. These are all things Haley Bailey could have done in about 20 minutes before making that apology video. And it would probably take her less time now because I did all the Googling, and I will link all the links that I found in the show notes of this episode. So you can make a call to your senator. You can see which senators and representatives are on the ceasefire list, and you can get educated. There's Wikipedia articles about this now. It's that easy. I know back in like the elementary school days, they said never use Wikipedia. Wikipedia is perfect for this because it gives you all the historical context. It gives you the top statistics, and then you're educated. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. So the reason why the Met Gala, the Israel-Hamas conflict, all ties into this episode is because I wanted to talk about the wealth gap, right? And the Met Gala is probably one of the most exorbitant and possibly disgusting displays of wealth out there right now. I don't know how they continue to do this type of event in the climate we're in, where so many Americans can't even afford groceries or just basic rent. And then we just televised the Met Gala. It felt very Hunger Games. And I think that's why people tried to go for the digitine route, to just feel like they had control over something. They were like, well, if I can't afford to do my basic needs, at least I can unfollow all of these celebrities that are spending $75,000 to attend the Met Gala. People feel hopeless and helpless. I think the stat that I found was that the top 1% in the U.S. holds $38.7 trillion in wealth, which is more than the combined wealth of the entire middle class. It's like trillion. No one can even picture a billion, much less a trillion. Like, that number isn't comprehensible, literally, by our brains. And yet, that's the system that we're in right now, right? So I feel like this episode's a lot heavier than I usually go. Stay tuned to the end. There will be Pink. There will be Taylor Swift, even though she's a billionaire now. just stick with me, okay? So wealth gap, top 1% suck. They are the ones that are basically making the biggest decisions that we have available right now for society. So, yeah, that is just really scary to think about. And for me, the topic that comes to mind first is technology, AI. How does the future of our society look? And which people are making the decisions surrounding technology and the future of society? Well, if you didn't guess it, it's billionaires. I just thought of like six tech companies I use every day: Apple, Google, Amazon, Elon and his stuff. I don't really use it, but a lot of people use it. Notion, I use that to outline my podcast. And Zoom, I think we're all very familiar with Zoom. all of these CEOs are billionaires, and Jeff and Elon both have $200 billion in net worth. And yeah, the rest of these guys, they're the ones spearheading these companies. They're the ones integrating AI into our daily lives. And do we really think they have the best interest of society in mind? I don't think you can. If you're a billionaire, I don't think you can care about your fellow humans because you're already exploiting them by being a billionaire. That's what I think. I recently was listening to a podcast that was interviewing the CEO of Zoom, and he was talking about all his plans to integrate AI into Zoom, including AI clones that would take meetings for people. It sounded a little absurd, but the more he talked, the more I realized he has no idea what's important to a normal person. If he had stopped for 1 minute, and granted, his company is made for facilitating digital meetings, but if he had stopped to think for 1 second, why is the average worker so busy that they have so many meetings that it would be helpful, it would be solving a problem to send an AI clone in their place? Maybe he would realize that people are taking too many meetings because corporate culture is built to exploit people, is built to get as much productivity as possible out of each worker, right? So we don't need AI clones. We need less meetings. We need a corporate culture shift. A billionaire isn't going to get that. He still depends on Zoom doing well as a company. And his shareholders are the ones that he has to please to get there, right? Yeah, I don't know. I just would take anything you hear from a CEO of a tech company, of any trillion-dollar company, the words of any billionaire, I would take with a massive grain of salt. Because to become a billionaire, you have to exploit the system. You have to exploit your fellow humans to get that much money hoarded into one spot. This topic makes me so mad. because I feel like I can't do anything except rant about it on my podcast and call my senators. So, and I could probably cancel my Amazon Prime subscription. Looking into that. Currently looking into that. But this takes me to my last topic. Da-da-da-da! My latest zine, Eat the Rich Eatery, which is a brunch bar bakery to-go menu. A breakfast menu for concerned Swifties who are wondering what Taylor Swift's recent admission to the Billionaire Club means. Yes, Taylor Swift is a billionaire now. She is part of the people exploiting everyone else. Hate to see it. Love her. Hate to see it. So this is like probably my cutest zine ever. It should be on my website at the time that you're listening to this. So if you want to print it out for yourself, you can. Or if you just want to read it in more detail, you can. The first section, appetizers, kind of gets you into this topic. Yeah, it's just a tragedy. Like, Taylor, why are you a billionaire? I mean, congrats, but does anyone need $1 billion? I don't think even Taylor Swift needs $1 billion. So, yeah, that it's just disappointing. So this zine gives some stats about some of the top wealthiest U.S. billionaires. Jeff and Elon are at the top of that list, followed by Mark Zuckerberg, another tech giant CEO, right? Who is helping create the world of AI, the metaverse? Do we really want a billionaire in charge of those decisions? And some of you might be saying, like, well, they're a billionaire because they're smart, so wouldn't they be good at making these decisions? No, because then we would have the PhD people in charge of making these decisions, right? If that's how society worked, and the smartest people got to make decisions for the rest of us, then it would be up to the PhD people. And I don't think that system is the best either. So I'm just saying, question everything, because there's probably a billionaire behind it, and they don't have our best interests at heart. So no one should be a billionaire. That's kind of the thesis of this zine, and we should eat them. Just kidding. basically, there are millions of people homeless, living below the poverty line, dying because of lack of health insurance, while these billionaires are at the top of the list, living their best lives at the expense of the rest of us. Yeah, at the time of making this zine, there are 2,546 people that are richer than Taylor Swift, that have more billions than Taylor Swift. And I think that's globally. It just drives me crazy. Like, of course she's doing well. She's a billionaire. Like, I used to see her and be like, oh my God, she's so pretty. Like, she has the best stylists. She has the best fashion. She has, yeah, because she's a billionaire. Yeah, she has the best. She's a billionaire. Duh. Anyone that has $1 billion is going to be having the best of the best, having the best time. And then the last part of this zine, or the second to last, some things that we could solve by eating the rich, according to this zine, world hunger by 2030, $267 billion. Easy, right? For a billionaire. Solve homelessness in the US, $4.8 billion. Literally a drop in the bucket for these people. So those are just the top two. You'll have to read the rest of the zine to hear more about that. The last part of this is a call to action. Billionaire tax. We need it. We need these people to be taxed more. They're already taking advantage of so many loopholes in our tax system, in our society. And they're just getting away with it at the expense of the rest of us. So we need action. Call your senators. We need action in getting a ceasefire for Israel-Hamas conflict. Call your senators. Call your representatives. We need to be more active, basically, is the thesis of this podcast episode. If you're mad about things in our society, call the people that work for us, right? Call your representatives. So you can find the scene on my website. You can find all the resources that I talked about at the beginning regarding the Israel-Hamas conflict or war in the show notes. I don't know. Just think twice when you're using software designed by billionaires. They probably don't care about you, and they are making our world worse, little by little. Yay! yeah, Zine Fest is coming up soon for me. That's kind of like a big reason why I'm making all these zines. I'm hoping to make at least one more, so keep listening. I'll be talking more about it soon. If you like the podcast, please give me a follow on Spotify and Apple and give me a rating. Hopefully it's 5 out of 5. I think I saw that there's 18 people following on Spotify, and I love all 18 of you. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. If you want to follow on Instagram, it's at VoiceMemos. You can also just subscribe to my blog, AngelaGeorge.com. And the page about my podcast is AngelaGeorge.com/Voice-Memos. Thank you so much for listening. And like I said, please take some action. This is a call to action episode. Time for you to take some action. Love ya. See you in the next one. Bye.